This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Oh, my gosh. I can't breathe. I can't breathe. Allergies. Oh my gosh, this sucks. My eyes are watering, my sinuses, my throat. I mean, look at how I sound. I sounded GPS sexy before out. Didn't I have that whole kind of GPS going, turn left at the next right? Yeah, I don't know what GPS says. Turn left at the next right. Whatever the hell GPS says. But I had GPS British sexy woman voice. Why else is my husband still with me? Can't cook. So it's my GPS sexy voice. And now all of a sudden I got the allergies, and I just, oh my gosh, this is bad. This is bad. Apparently people are mad. Where was this, in Georgia? There was a helicopter. This is funny. Not funny, because it's like a nightmare for people who suffer from allergies and asthma. But I guess footage from the Georgia Department of Natural Resources shows a helicopter stirring up a frightening amount of pollen as it passes low over the West Point Wildlife Management Area. It's a 9,000-acre property in west central Georgia. And I guess you just see the plume of pollen, and that can now affect that whole, it can affect hundreds of miles, that stuff getting blown away. They said those who suffer from seasonal allergies are going to be in for it rough. I told you guys, you know, once I knew we had a wet winter, when you got a good wet winter and a lot of rain, especially in the Southwest where I live, now weeds and trees and plants that would have taken longer to bloom are blooming early. And they're pretty robust with their foliage. And I'm seeing weeds and stuff that I never would have seen in my yard. And I'm sneezing as a result. So according to AccuWeather's 2019 spring allergy forecast, tree pollen is already at high levels in some parts of the country and is only expected to get worse in the coming weeks. In areas like the Northeast and Midwest that have seen cooler weather, pollen will come out quite fast and strong from April to May. Now, then I found this article, and this I've noticed. I mean, I don't really want to speak from experience, and act like that's scientific data, but it is. They say sex cures hangovers. And they say that for some people who have allergies, don't say no, go away. Actually, you might want to go ahead and say yes to the sex. Because apparently, sex causes the nasal passages to constrict, right? Because you got that epinephrine, that kind of flight or fright response when the sympathetic nervous system and activity is in play. You go through this flight or fright. So my husband is in fright. And then he tries to go to flight when he has to have sex with me. And, you know, luckily, you know, I got, you know, a lot of barricades and things like that. So he's got to come back, you know, and do the deed. Flight or fright. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. We're not talking about me and my husband and our sex lives. We're talking about allergies. But apparently, with sex and its aerobic activity, we find that it helps decrease nasal congestion, so you can, one, end up having sex, and two, probably have a little bit of relief after sex. Now, symptoms of congestion ease after intercourse, according to research carried out by the Tabriz Medical University in Iran. Max Weisberg, airborne allergen expert and founder of Hey Max barrier bombs, said pollen levels are set to rise this week, so people with hay fever should be prepared to prevent the onset of unpleasant symptoms. There is also research which suggests that sex could help with the symptoms, so that may be something to consider, although there may be some practical issues around timing and locations. So if you if you're like at work and your allergies are kicking in, that by no means is a golden ticket pass to having sex at work. Okay, you guys have to be good. They say, however, there's probably not a more pleasant way to deal with the symptoms of hay fever. Now, this doesn't last very, very long, but it's something that, could be done. And, you know, look, allergy season is rough. This is not an easy time for any of us. I do telemedicine, and boy, people are calling left and right. And the funny thing is there's a lot of sinus infections still going on. And many people are getting turned down. Oh, I got my butt chewed out again. I'll tell you guys later. Dang, you guys are mean out there. Gosh, you're mean. Man, there was somebody who called his kid, looked like was having either a major allergic reaction or a cellulitis. And I'm like, look, you know, I want somebody to look in person because the kiddies, they need steroids or they need an antibiotic. I don't want to give you steroids and make the infection worse. I don't want to give you an antibiotic. Meanwhile, he's, you know, having a severe reaction. You know, he needs to be looked at. And rather than a, you know, thank you, doctor, for your advice, I'm getting a killer deal calling the telemedicine company and getting the doctor to talk to me without, you know, being charged a few hundred dollars. Instead, I got ripped a new one for not writing an antibiotic blindly. And, you know, I just, you know, one of these days, I think I'm going to let it slip. I think one of these days, and I got to be careful, right? Because technically that's not in the employee handbook. But I am going to one day tell the next person who just rips me a new one to quit, alright, going for a half-assed, lazy shortcut to getting an antibiotic when the real issue is your baby is sick and you should be looking for an opinion on what's going on with your baby and not just trying to get drugs. And that was a very, very mild form of what I need to say. But that's, yeah, 1-877-DOLLY, I'm going. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we take your calls, we take your questions, we take your comments. We have Facebook. You can message us on Facebook. You can message us on Twitter. And so one of our listeners does not want this read on air, so I can't read it on air. But he does want me to talk about how to approach somebody when you like them. Now, I didn't get a lot of scoop. I don't want to really kind of search his profile to see if he's single or not. I need to be very, very careful when I give advice to you guys on how to kind of make the move, right? Because I don't want you guys making the moves on someone who's married, and I don't want you making the moves if you're married, okay? So this is only advice to people who are single and not in a current relationship and who promise to use safe sex, okay? Okay, that's, I know, I'm kind of momming you guys, but that's because, you know, I'm a doctor. I still have some, you know, principles here. So let's say you're single, and you think there's somebody else that's single, and you like them. Day! Oh, I think it's so cute, and you like somebody. Day! Oh, my God. It's funny. It's funny. I was at a, sorry, just quick aside. Quick aside. I was at an event. And I'm like really, really, really close to my students. I'm really, really close to them. And they, I'm like their mommy. It's a shame I'm old enough to be some of their mothers. That does kind of scare me a little bit. But, you know, and, you know, one of them had, you know, kind of been single, you know, for a little while. And, I was at this event, this party, and there was a very pretty, nice, you know, smart girl who was, you know, talking to him. And, you know, so me and, you know, the other students just kind of were talking aside, and we were just kind of looking and, you know, trying to, you know, we didn't want to, you know, impose on their privacy, you know, but I did, you know, take note of some things, and I noticed that, and, you know, I know this student really, really well, you know, for a good few years, and, you know, I noticed that this other lady, right, this girl that was talking to him was, like, laughing at his jokes and kept maintaining eye contact. And I was like, oh, I think she likes you. Now, okay, I mean, me, I wanted to right then and there, like, let him know. Because the thing with guys, and guys, let me just say this, okay, guys, and okay, sometimes you guys really miss the boat on picking up on our hints, you know, or references or innuendos. Sometimes you guys just miss it. Or you pick up on it, but you get nervous and you freeze, and then when you process it hours later, it's too late. And so I'm starting to see that, you know, my buddy, right? Now he's kind of a little nervous, but I'm noticing that she is being receptive to, you know, advancing this conversation further. Now, what do I mean by advancing? I'm not talking about advancing in terms of kiss or sex or whatever. I'm talking about how we women, and I can't speak for all women, okay? And trust me, this is going to be relevant to what my listener wants me to talk about in terms of relationships and asking somebody out. But we have grading and scales or hurdles, okay? Now, it all depends on who she is and or he is or whatever and what we, you know. For me, I don't have like a step one, step two. I don't have them numbered. But if I'm talking to somebody and they're a stranger, now, and mind you, I'm very extroverted and I have no problem telling somebody I just farted. I mean, I'm really, really open about stuff. So that, you know, so I don't really count. But the average girl, you know, if there's a stranger, you know, and, you know, they're at a, I don't know, a Walmart or whatever, and, you know, somebody says something, you know, she may be like, you know, yeah, you know, maybe a soft smile and, you know, look away. Okay, so there's that. That's like stage one where, all right, we talk, I acknowledged what you said, but I'm not going to further engage, and I'm going to look away, okay? Zero is where you just don't engage, okay? Step one is where, you know, I engaged, I received the comment you made, it was humorous at the very least, but I'm looking away, okay? Then the next stage is where, you know, I'll, you know, they'll respond back. They'll, you know, yeah, it's worth a conversation. Doesn't mean they like you, but the conversation is worthy of there being a discourse on it. Okay. So, yeah, and that can happen at a party. You know, you go up to the bar and you go, gosh, man, you know, this party's great. And either she ignores you or she goes, looks away, or she goes, I know. It's great. Okay, see? She answered you back. You're now at level two. Now, that is a little inviting. No sex yet. Level three is add more to the conversation. Okay. No, don't talk about her boobies. No. Come on. We're serious here. So now step three is talk about maybe more about the party. Or like if you're at Walmart going, you know, yeah, you know, these things were like $5, you know, last week and now they're $5.25. Okay. So now you're allowing a little bit more conversation. Now either she will go, okay, I'm done talking, and do the and look away, or she will proceed to talk more. So at a party, you could say, you know, I've never been to any one of these parties, but I hear they're great. Now, she answers, yeah, I was, you know, there 3 months ago, and, oh, man, it was great. You know, you should definitely, you know, get on the list so you could come back. Or okay, now she just stepped it up to level 4-5. Okay, now you guys are connecting. Now there's some personal in there. Oh, so you did this, you know, do you go to these parties often, do you whatever, blah, blah, you know, or Walmart. Oh, so do you buy that brand of tampons often? Yeah, I buy that brand often. Hopefully you guys aren't talking about tampons. Okay, so now you guys are engaging and you're talking. Then comes the, do they like, so they're liking the content. This was all about the content of what you guys are talking about. Now, do they like how you deliver the content? If you say something that's humorous and she laughs, okay, now you're already in the 6-7 range. You dig? You guys get that? Okay, we did the content. Now you say something, you know, like, I mean, don't be bagging on the guy, you know, run the parties or whatever. But, you know, you say, man, you know, I go to, you know, U of A or I go to ASU and honestly, I never have time to study. I mean, I barely have time to eat or some stupid thing like that, whatever. But she laughs, even if it wasn't funny. She's laughing. So when my friend was, you know, or my student buddy was talking, I noticed I was like, oh my gosh. You know, so then I texted him the next morning going, you know, she was laughing at your jokes. He's like, really? I was like, yeah, she's a keeper. She was laughing at your jokes. Okay, now just because. I really butt in too much. Okay, so that was good. So I know, I got a text to find out what's going on. I hope you got her number or Instagram or Snapchat. Anyway, so there's certain, shall we say, barriers. Now that they're laughing at your jokes or whatever, they like the content, they like how you deliver the content, and they feel happy around you. Now, this is where it gets hard. How do you invite them to have another similar episode where you make them happy again? No sex. No, no, no. Sex is like level 2,752. Okay, we're not even there. We're at like level 7 right now. So, what I would do is if you're already and the going's good, okay, don't mess up a good thing. Keep talking. Now, let her talk a little bit about her. So do you, you know, what do you do? Are you a student? You know, what's your story? You know, I do this, and I do this, and I do this, and I do this. Oh, really, really? Let her talk. Let her talk. Eyes on her face. Eyes on her face. All right? If you are even thinking about sex, stop it. Pinch yourself. Because we don't want to think that you're talking to us just to get into bed with us. We want to think that you're talking to us because you really care about what we have to say. You are really into what we're saying. If she's boring, you really shouldn't be sleeping with somebody who bores you. Yeah, but if you like what she's saying and you're getting to know her, good, good. Okay? Yeah? And then, okay, so you don't get too aggressive. If you think the conversation is going to end soon and you think something is going to disrupt this little momentum you have, like she's going to have to go soon or you're going to have to go soon or whatever, that's where you do the cliffhanger, right? Where you leave something that they're going to want to probably talk to you about. Well, you know what? You're in anthropology, and I just went through those upper-level classes, or I know somebody who went through those upper-level classes. One day, if you ever want, I'll talk and, you know, I'll kind of give you a scoop, you know, on how they went. And anytime you know, want to meet, have lunch, whatever. Okay, see, little cliffhanger there. And again, lunch. You're not asking that. No, no sex. No. All right. And if she's like, oh, yeah, you know, maybe that sounds good. But if she goes, yeah, here's my number, boom. Boom. That's the way it works, man. 1-877-DOT-SELLY.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Linda McMahon, head of the Small Business Administration, is planning to announce as soon as Friday that she's stepping down. McMahon is expected to rejoin the private sector and also join President Trump's 2020 re-election campaign. The Border Patrol and the Yuma, Arizona sector announced they would be releasing family units of illegal aliens that were caught trying to enter the U.S. illegally into the city of Yuma. The Yuma Sector Border Patrol is having to reallocate resources to handle the high number of illegal aliens entering the region illegally. Yuma Mayor Doug Nichols says,
"We want to make sure our citizens of Yuma are safe, but we also want to make sure that the humanitarian needs of people are addressed because I don't believe it's the culture of people in Yuma. I don't believe it's the culture of the United States to let people go hungry and homeless."
This does only affect family units that were caught. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Manny wants to know, does Ambien give you a buzz? Now, have any of you guys taken Ambien? You don't get a buzz, but something does happen that's a little interesting, and it's something we kind of need to talk about, because a lot of you guys do it wrong. You take an Ambien, you go on Facebook. I made a comment about this. It's called Ambien Bushed. you know, rather than ambush, Ambien Bush. You know, forgot what you want to put on Facebook, and then all of a sudden you remember after you take your Ambien, and then you post it, because it seems like a good idea, and then the next day you see it's, like, inappropriate. Ambien Bushed. You don't get a buzz from Ambien, but this is something that I noticed that's happening. All right? Now, I've had Ambien. If you haven't had Ambien, don't start. Don't start. It's, I don't want to say the word addictive, but it works so well that once you know about it, it's hard to not know about it. And my first experience with Ambien, I was scared to death because I had never taken a sleeping aid. And I had given birth to my second child, and for some reason I had trouble sleeping. Once your hormones are off, it's amazing. I would sleep so well. I never had an issue with sleeping, ever, until after my second kid. And maybe it's because, again, you know, it's your evolutionary advantage to stay awake and be watching your young and not be in a deep, deep sleep. But problem is I had a busy practice. We had a lot going on. And my husband would, after I had finished breastfeeding, my husband would do the bottle with the babies. I'd get some sleep, and I couldn't. So my doctor suggested Ambien, and I didn't want to go there. But I had a prescription. And so what I did is, you know, an Ambien prescription is like 10 milligrams. So what I did is I cracked it in half. I told you guys about that. I cracked it in half, and then I crushed a little baby bit off that half. So I probably had maybe less than a tenth of that pill in my hand, and I only took a couple flecks of it. And the kids were asleep, and my husband was sitting there saying, don't worry, he's got the kids, you know, because I was going to try to sleep. And I'm just sitting there walking in the room, and I'm like, okay, so I took it, and I'm going to go brush my teeth, and I don't know what it's going to hit, but, you know, I'm worried. He's like, you're going to be fine. And then all of a sudden, my knees buckled. And I went over to the bed, and I was out. And that was a couple flecks of Ambien. So I was out. So if there was a buzz, I wouldn't have noticed it. I was out just by a couple flecks. Now, the more you use it, the more, the 2.5, 5, 10, it just, you know, at some point you get a little tolerant to it. And it doesn't come stronger than 10 unless you get the C arm. That's a 12.5, but that's the strongest. You're not supposed to take more than that. And so it worked. It worked really, really strong for me. And what was so earth-shattering about the drug Ambien was rather than a Benadryl that made you feel loopy and groggy the next day or a benzodiazepine that could hurt you on a drug screen or, you know, get you in trouble for a DUI or, of course, make you, you know, drowsy and having addictive potential, Ambien wasn't considered something that had addictive potential. And you would get up in the morning, you would be up. Now, whenever there's, you know, for everyone's gift, there's a curse. So the curse to the Ambien, you being up and ready to go the next day, is some people would get up in a couple hours or in the middle of the night. And if they weren't fully awake, some of them would be either sleepwalking or they would be, I don't want to say they were officially sleepwalking, but they would be doing activities in the middle of their, you know, sleep when they were supposed to be asleep. So that got dangerous. And we didn't want to use Ambien in older individuals because we didn't want them getting up and falling. And, you know, and that's why Ambien CR was made, because it had a dual coating where you would take it. And then you would, if you started waking up after a few hours, by then your body would already be digesting the second half, the core of it, and so you would stay asleep the whole night. All right? As the years have progressed, because I think Ambien came out in the mid-90s, mid to late 90s, as it became popular, people started using it a lot. They're like, well, this is great. I'm not going to get addicted to it. You know, people are suing, you know, pharmaceutical companies. I don't want anyone to sue Ambien or anything, but, you know, we were told it wasn't addictive. But we were also told not to use it more than 7 to 10 days. The PI said, do not use Ambien more than 7 to 10 days. So they did their job telling people to not use that as a go-to all the time. But then people would, you know, start taking it on a regular basis. They're like, well, gosh, I needed it last night. Now I really need it tonight. You know, and oh, my gosh, next week I got that meeting, so I better use it then. And so it's really easy to go through a bottle and then need another bottle and then need another bottle. And so Ambien is one of the most highly abused sleep aids out there. Now, what about this buzz? So what's going on? And why such a increase in social media postings when somebody's on Ambien? So all I could deduce from that, because there's not a technical buzz, you don't necessarily get off on it, you know, and get high, and we never urge you to mix it with alcohol or anything like that, is for those people that have a lot of anxiety about falling asleep. There's some people who about a half hour before they go to bed, and a lot of you guys, this may be you, and I'd love to hear from you, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A lot of you will, a half hour before you go to bed, start getting anxious and start getting antsy, and your heart rate goes up, and you start getting nervous about going to sleep. That's why a lot of people take Xanax, things like that. And so when you take an Ambien, right as you're like, no, you know what, I'm going to be okay because I'm going to take something for sleep, there's this little bit of a calming, maybe a euphoria, maybe there is some serotonin push. Not that's supposed to happen physiologically, but psychologically, you go, you know what, I'm going to be good because I took the sleeping pill, so it's going to be fine. And that little euphoria of I'm going to be okay because I'm going to fall asleep tonight and I'm going to have a good night's sleep sometimes charges you and empowers you. So you're feeling a little good. You're like, oh my gosh, my anxiety's over. I'm not going to have to worry about a good night's sleep. And you're supposed to take that medicine when you're in bed, by the way. You're not supposed to be taking it and then riding a bike or working out or going on social media. You're supposed to be in bed. So having that euphoria of knowing, you know what, I'm going to get a good night's sleep, I'm good. Now, here you are on your social media. And you're like, you know what, this sounds funny. I'm going to do this. I'm going to post this. I'm going to post this. And you start having a lot of people that get Ambien bush, right? Where you post something and the next day you're like, oh my gosh, I wrote what? And it's because you had this little euphoria that you were going to get a good night's sleep and that anxiety of going to bed at night lessened. So, it's a concern. You know, it's a concern. People don't want to work anymore. People don't want to have to try to do things naturally to fall asleep. It's so easy to go to a pill, and you can't do that. And you also have to, we've talked about going to sleep, you got to shut down the computers. You got to shut down the fluorescent lights. Read a book, maybe do the candlelight thing, sit on the porch. You know, one thing I like to do is I like to shut the lights off. My husband's just kind of sitting there either watching TV in the dark or on his phone or whatever. And he and I will talk, but I'll kind of walk back and forth to get my steps. I can't go to bed until I hit my 10 to 12,000 steps. And so I'll like to be walking back and forth in the room, but I'm doing it in the dark. And I notice if I do that and I go to bed, I could sleep. And so, you know, we talked about how to, you know, get a good night's sleep, make sure the room is cooler, maybe take a hot shower before you go to bed to relax the muscles, sometimes warm milk, tryptophan, turkey at dinner, etc. But be very, very careful with the Ambien. And if you are feeling a buzz, that's not right. Talk to your doctor about that. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Many people people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, we talked about this canine flu. or the dog flu. Scientists warn of two strains of flu that can mix and form a dangerous strain that could be spread by our best friend, our doggy. They say a study has found types of flu which spread between animals may actually be able to mutate and jump from canines or cats to people. And because the strains are different to each other, they can potentially spread quickly and uncontrollably among humans. And a lot of us are very close to our doggies, right? Uzi, I was sitting there doing some abs yesterday. I was on the floor. And Uzi jumps off the bed, decides to get all up in my face with a little cold nose, and decides to do licky mouth and all sorts of stuff. And, you know, I don't like to kiss her mouth. I go, no, go bye-bye, leave me alone. You know, but the germs are already there. So researchers have warned people to keep a closer eye on dogs and other mammals we live close to in case of, quote, interspecies transmission, and even warned of a pandemic. Now, researchers at Korea University, that scares the heck out of me, in South Korea, not researchers at Korea, in Korea, I mean, you know, the pandemic scares me. Korean researchers are great. Researchers at Korea University, South Korea, conducted a 10-year study to watch for strains of flu jumping between animals. What they found adds to other research by scientists at Mount Sinai University. And they discovered swine flu, which is ravaging pig farms currently in China and leaving huge amounts of meat unusable. And remember, swine flu, right? We were kind of worried about the H1N1 and its origins. They also are worried about bird flu spreading to dogs. And in the dogs, it can mix with another strain of the viral illness, which could then allow it then to spread to people. And because we humans aren't used to any new sort of virus, we could be defenseless. That's according to the Daily Mail. They say, until now, dogs were considered neglected hosts of the field of flu research. That's according to Dr. Dae-Soob Song. However, after the first report of interspecies transmission, surveillance of flu viruses from companion animals should be further strengthened. Surveillance should be strengthened. I love the way he speaks. That's great. So he found bird flu or swine flu could be caught by doggies, mixed together to mutate to a new strain called CIVMV. CIVMV was found to be highly infectious to ferrets when passed on by dogs. And they think, boy, if it could infect a ferret, and, you know, ferrets run around pretty quickly, what could happen to a human? They say cats can already catch a canine flu, despite its name. And both animals spend huge amount of time in close contact with humans. Now, some people say, well, that's okay, cats don't hang out with dogs. Well, I can't really say that. You know, Uzi really likes to get up into the business of the other kitty cats. They really do. And Uzi will, you know, sniff their tushy, you know, sniff their nose, will wrestle with them. And I see a lot of possibility of virus interjumping between those species. And, you know, cats try to stay away from the dog, maybe because they're aware of, you know, microbiology and immunology and want to avoid the whole animal thing. But, yeah. And then they're going to give it to you when they come up and they ask for eats. So when infected with the new strain, they found that the animals actually suffered congested airways, coughing, running eyes, sneezing, tiredness, and reduced appetite, like the flu. And you know, canine flu can be deadly. It kills a small percentage of dogs who catch it already. He studied at an animal shelter where 40% of cats got killed. So they say the strain of dog flu is expected to be more contagious, but it isn't clear whether it will be more deadly for the animals. They say a pre-existing CIV may recombine or reassort with human influenza viruses, giving rise to novel viruses that could in turn lead to unique pandemics. Immune resistance to flu and the ability to get over it quickly is based on exposure to the virus or similar strains in the past. So, what does that mean? Do we have a flu vaccine? Well, we don't for dogs, I don't believe, if it keeps mutating. I have to look up if we got a dog flu vaccine. I thought we did. Now, it's been over 100 years since the Spanish flu. Now, many of you guys remember that picture, that very famous picture, where you see all these beds and these people in a huge warehouse. and you see people with masks and doctors, you know, examining the patient. And, you know, the 1918 flu pandemic, they believe was brought back, I think, by World War I soldiers. And it was, they believe the epicenter was Boston. There was a port there that soldiers came back from. And it was very, very deadly. And the first of two involved the H1N1 influenza virus. It infected 500 million people globally, which was one-third of the world's population. It even hit the Pacific Islands and the Arctic. I mean, it got into areas that it should have never. And they said it resulted in the deaths of an estimated 3 to 5% of the whole world's population, making it one of the deadliest natural disasters in human history. They said within months it had killed three times as many as World War I did, and it did it more quickly. Some people were claiming, well, you know, that's, you know, it was the Germans and World War I that infected us. We don't know where it came from. We don't. But it was bad. And we don't think that it was, I mean, you know, we don't think it was like, you know, devised. We just think there was an opportunity. So most influenza outbreaks will kill, unfortunately, the kids, elderly, things like that, people more susceptible. And what was very weird about the 1918 pandemic, just like the H1N1 that affected us in 2009, but younger, healthier people, not the babies, not the elderly, but, you know, young millennial types got it. So, unfortunately, countries had to maintain morale. They didn't want to scare people, so they minimized reports. And the problem with that is then people didn't take it seriously. And then, from what we understand, this is interesting. According to Daily Mail, they say newspapers were free to report the epidemic's effects in Spain, but there was censors in Germany, Britain, France, and the U.S. So there was this false impression that Spain got hit harder than anyone else. That's why it was called the Spanish flu. They say close quarters and massive troop movements in World War I hastened the pandemic, and probably both increased transmission, augmented mutation. They say the true global mortality rate of the pandemic still isn't known. All right? So if anything like that comes back again, are we ready? You know, we talk about this. The World Health Organization says we're not going to be ready for a new super virus. Well, so, is it going to come from our dog? If it comes from Uzi, I'd be like, Uzi! Well, if you choose an Uzi, you lose. Yeah, and I chose Uzi. And so, I mean, if it comes from Uzi, if it comes from Shaky Boo or Zaji, if it comes from, I'm screwed. And we could have the attitude of, all right, well, we're screwed. There's nothing we can do about it. No, I don't like that. No. I'm not ready to give up. All right. I would like us to be working on some antivirals. I'd like us to have other medications ready to go in case Tamiflu or Valenza or some of these other medications that we have out there just doesn't, Matadine, just doesn't cut it. Do we have any new antivirals coming around the bend? Pharmaceutical companies? I don't know. Will insurance pay for it? Or are we going to make our money back? Is Obamacare going to tax the hell out of us with it? Probably. So we don't really see a lot of pharmaceutical companies jumping in. That could be, this could be some scary stuff. 1-877-DR-SOLLY, don't go away.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone.
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.